VIP Access on OFM.
Tune into VIP Access, where everything world entertainment comes to you to enjoy. The new Mr. South Africa has been crowned, and 2021 gives us a new face by the name of Ntando Luhwengu. He was called to hold the title, and today I get a chance to chat to him about his journey to being king. Now, this is amazing. Ntando, how are you?
I'm great, thanks, and you, sir. How are you? Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all ours right here. I'm sure you're having yourself an awesome day by now.
Yes, I did. No, yes, most definitely.
Definitely. So now let's get straight into it. You know, I want to know, coming to your journey, when it started off with modeling and everything, how did you know that modeling was for you? When did it all begin for you?
So, actually, funny story, I've never actively been, you know, a model. I did sign up to an agency around 2015 when I was around 17 years old. But again, I mean, I went to casting, but I actually never really landed a modeling gig, if I could put it that way. Mm. So on a technicality, I've actually never really been actively a model. But I have had experience with, you know, something of this nature in terms of, you know, being a Mr. In high school, I was actually Mr. Stellenberg of the high school that I went to. And even that itself was actually an accident, because what happened is I was nominated. So you get nominated. So my friends, as a joke, they were like, oh, let's nominate Ntando and we see what happens, you know, because for the boys, it'll be funny.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we're sitting in class one morning and they announced the nominees for Mr. Stellenberg are. Then my name comes up. I hear, you know, the gents laughing at the back, and I look, I'm like, oh, this is very funny. And then I actually ended up going on to win. Then it wasn't so funny anymore. So I've actually never really been actively a model, even though I might have had exposure to the industry through being signed to an agency and going for castings, for example. So, yeah.
No, definitely. Your journey was how could I put this? It chose you. If I can put it that way. This journey feels like it chose you.
Well, yes. Again, I think, to be honest, when I did get started, it was always a thing of, it's a platform to make a difference.
Yeah.
And I believe that's what Mr. South Africa is. They're not necessarily looking for a male model, but rather for a model male who can be a role model to younger South African men out there in terms of, you know, being an example, if I can put it that way. So in that sense, I do believe it did choose me, along with every other contestant which, you know, came across this journey, because I believe each and every single one of us had our individual journeys along the way in which we were an example to our communities, and, you know, we inspired others and other young men in our communities to believe that, you know, they can pursue their dreams and they can make a difference wherever they might find themselves.
Oh, that's awesome. Nicely said. Now let's run through the competition. Tough one. Amazing. You had to walk through that stage. I'm sure the nerves were above and beyond at that point in time. But what I would like to know is that what was the toughest challenge in the whole entire competition?
I would have to say it was, we had a challenge during the year, which was the advertising partner challenge. And it wasn't the hardest in terms of the challenge itself, but it was the toughest in terms of what we had to go through. So what the challenge was about is we had to approach, you know, business to get them to partner in support of a cause, which was anti-bullying. At the time, there was a young girl, Nebopo, who had committed suicide. So that was a burning issue, an important issue in South Africa. And the organization decided, you know, this is something which is really serious, something which young children go through in our schools on a daily basis. And this is the cause we should really invest into and get businesses to take part in. So the tough part about the challenge was, I would say, you know, again, going to people and really telling them about the cause and communicating why they should become a part of it. And then people will promise you the world. And when it's time to come on board and support the cause, to ensure that we create a safe space for young children in our schools to have a safe space to discuss issues they might be facing when it comes to bullying, that it doesn't get to the place of where it got with the young girl from Limpopo, they don't come through. And again, you know, that honestly did teach me, and I'm sure as well as other contestants, to never dwell on closed doors in terms of, you know, in the process of what you're pursuing, but to understand that, you know, every closed door is one step closer to an open door, and, you know, never take things personally. And in that process, it helped me to just continue, you know, move on to the next business. And, you know, eventually some businesses did come on board, and I was able to make my contribution towards that cause and ensuring that we do create that safe space for young children in South Africa who do suffer from bullying or victims of bullying, to be able to go to that place and actually receive the assistance and the help they do need to deal with that in their schooling.
Mm. Definitely. So now let's talk about your personal life coming now. Now we're getting to you now. Now, how has life changed since winning Mr. South Africa? Because we all know life really flips. Like, once you win something major like Mr. South Africa, everything flips. Mm-hmm. How has your life changed ever since winning the title?
I would say my life has changed in the sense that now I've got a platform to make a difference, because I had a very good conversation with my mentor yesterday, and he said, you know, on Saturday, you were on a stage, and the moment you stepped off the stage, you stepped onto a platform. Mm. So now you're at a place where you need to understand that you now have a platform to make a difference. Now, you don't need the platform to do something, but what the platform enables you to do is that it enables you to do more, if I can put it that way. And also just understanding that, you know, life is a lot bigger than all of us. It doesn't matter how big your bank balance is. It doesn't matter how popular you become in life. At the end of the day, we're all going to leave this earth. And what's the most important that's going to matter is, you know, the difference we made in the lives of others and the opportunities we helped others have access to, if I can put it that way. So I'll say my life has changed in that sense, where now I have to be a lot more intentional and understand, you know, the power and the value of the platform that I have and how I can use that in making a difference in the lives of others.
Mm, that's a powerful response right there. Love it. No wonder you won.
Thank you.
So now moving forward with the title, so what can we expect from you as the new Mr. South Africa 2021?
So with that being said, what I said previously, I grew up is like any normal child, you know, in Gwatabega and KZN. And again, my parents sacrificed immensely to ensure that I could have access to the best possible educational opportunities. I mean, my parents, you know, they went into debt, you know, where they would, you know, I remember I would stand in line with them at the bank where they would settle, you know, my entire year's school fees that I wouldn't have to worry about it, for example. Mm. And I could just focus on getting a quality education. But not every single child has the opportunity or has parents who are fortunate enough to be able to access that, if I can put it that way. And what South Africans can expect from me is, you know, I would really love to create a means of access to resource for younger children who don't have means to those resources early as grade one, you know, in partnership with the organization as an ambassador of the organization, as a representative of the Mr. South Africa organization. And the biggest goal will be to just ensure that we can create that means of access to resource, to ensure that young children do have access to those educational opportunities, which can provide them with access to future economic opportunities, which can enable them to improve their lives, but not only their lives, you know, the lives of others in their communities and those around them.
Spoken like a true leader. Now I know what to expect from the future leader who was taught by two leaders, which were your parents in this case.
Yes, that's correct.
No, definitely. That journey was it was a tough one, but it led to where your parents finally saw what they saw in you.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it is right there. Now, the final question that I would like to ask is going to make me feel powerful. I'm going to feel like one of those judges that were asking you the questions when you were in the competition. Are you ready, Ndando?
Yes, go for it.
What does winning Mr. South Africa mean to you?
Well, again, I suppose it means the world to me, in the sense that, you know, I now have a platform to make a difference. And again, it might sound like I'm repeating myself,
yeah,
but, you know, there's a lot of people out there who would love to be in the position that I'm in. And I have, you know, the privilege to be in this position. And, you know, to not take it lightly, I understand the responsibility that is on my shoulders, and I understand that I'm not alone in that responsibility. The organization is fully behind me and I fully have their support. But again, most importantly, I really believe it means that I now have an opportunity and a platform to make a difference and provide access to opportunity to other young children in South Africa, you know, to access the opportunities that I access growing up. And that is something which I really want to make the slogan, if I may put it that way, of my reign, that, you know, how many other people can we open up access to opportunity to make a difference in their lives? Because, and it's not just going to be a one-year project. I mean, I believe from here onwards, it's really going to be a project which we're really going to focus on in terms of ensuring that, because again, I believe something I said on Saturday in my Q&A, is that we don't have a shortage of talent in South Africa, but we do have a shortage of access to equal opportunity. So that is really something which I'm really intentional about and really passionate about. And winning Mr. South Africa means that I can now use my platform to ensure that we can achieve that in making access and in bringing access to that equal opportunity for young children out there.
Oh, I'm clapping hands for that response. That was amazing.
Thank you very much.
Dando, thank you very much for having a conversation with me. Wishing you the best of luck with the title that you're holding right now, that you have to represent South Africa out there.
Thank you very, very much. And thank you also for allowing me, you know, to come onto your platform. I've never and will never take that lightly. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you to your listeners for listening and tuning in. And I wish you guys all the best with everything going forward.
Pleasure is all ours. Dando, have yourself a great one. I just hope you enjoy this weekend to the fullest.
Most definitely, most definitely. I think it'll be good to just get a bit of rest before I step onto my obligations and we start making a difference.
Simple as that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That was Ntando Luhwengu right here on OFM, the sound of your life on VIP Access, the most exclusive party in Central South Africa. More of your music coming up next.
VIP Access with Lucius Matsumi on OFM.